So we're on Tesnayinim and Aleph and Shabbos in the first parak. About seven lines down, it says, Elamiyato, Yasol Tumos, and Yishana Kichlim Atecho. So we're talking about glass kalim. We're saying that glass kalim have some sort of a tuma, right? And then we're learning that somehow from Klei Cheres. We said it can't be from Klei Cheres because he said this in Tesvav and Beis, right? Because then, if they were like Klei Cheres, then they shouldn't have any Tara of a Mikvah, like a Klei Cheres has. So we said, well, no, it's sort of like a Klei Cheres, but it's also like Klei Matecho. We say, Elameato. Yatsu Tumas Nishan Klei Matechos. Wait a second. A metal Kli that you reform goes back to its old Tuma when it's, you know, brought back when it's fixed. So it's by glass Kalim. Why is it that when it breaks, it loses its Tuma? When you put it back together, it doesn't go back to its old Tuma. It remains Tahor. That's not true, because if it's, you're comparing it to Klei Matechos, that it can be fixed, so too over here. Ditnan, we learn in a Mishnah on Tesainu and Elf, Klei Matechos Pshutenu Mekablehen Tamein. Klei Matechos, these metal kalim, right? If it's a simple thing, in other words, let's say a regular sheet, mekablein, or any type of a kli, they can become tame. Nishbru, right? But if they break, well, taharu, then they become tar. Chazav alsaman kalim, if you go and you make kalim out of them, chazav lutumas and nishan, and then they go back to their original tuma. Right? So we see right there, once you go and make kalim out of them a second time, they go back to the original tomb. But by glass kalim, it says in the Mishnah, klei etz klei or klei etzim klei zechuchis, any kalim that are made of wood, made of leather, made of bone, or made of gold, glass, pshute and tahirin, if they're simple, in other words, just a regular sheet, they're tahor, mekable and tamei, and if it's an actual kli that holds something, then it's tamei, nishbru taru, if they become broken, they're tahor, chazav alsam and kalim, if you make a new kli out of any of these four things, mekable and tuma, mekano labo. It's mekable tuma only from this point forward. Mikanalaba in Lamafreya low, not beforehand. So obviously glass is different from metal kalim. If you say Tumas Kli Zchuchas Durabanan, Tumi Yeshana Durabanan. Hold on a second. The Tuma of Kli Zchuchas of glass in the first place is only Durabanan. The Tuma of bring back the old Tuma that it once had once it's fixed is also and only an issue Durabanan. But Tuma Dil Raisa Chisba Rabanan Tuma. So by a Tuma Dil Raisa like metal kalim, the rabbis brought back the Tuma that's from an old Kli. But Tuma Durabanan, since it's only Durabanan by glass, La Chisba Rabanan Tuma. And therefore it's different from regular metal kalim in that way. Okay, so the Gemara says, Pshutein, Mielitama. I don't understand. But this, if you're complaining it to Klei Matechos, still then a simple glass piece should become Tame. To Pshutei Klei Matechos Del Raisinin, because a simple glass, simple metal piece is still Del Raisin and becomes Tame. So why should glass be any different if you're comparing it to that? So Abdu Rabbanan Hakir Kechidol Elisof Alayu Truma Vekachim. The rabbis made a hacker. They made something that recognizes, as something that's different between metal and glass, so that you wouldn't burn Truma and Kachim upon it. That it's going to be a little bit different. That if they touch the Pshutein of Klei Zchuchis, they wouldn't burn Truma and Kachim on it. So again, since it's Rabbanan, we need to make a difference between them and metal. If something touches metal, like Truma and Kachim, even Pshute metal, right, they would become Tame. You'd have to burn it. But by glass, it wouldn't. And for that reason, we know that's true because Pshutein is different from a regular thing and it's true by anything. Rav Ashi Omar, this is Tazayinim Abayz, Lo Olam L'Kli Cheres Damu. No, it's not like metal kalim. It's like pottery kalim. Then you have a kasha. Well, why should the outside become Tame by Kli Cheres? Only the inside is Tame, not the outside. The reason why is because glass is different. You can see the inside like the outside. Because they're glass kalim, they're able to be seen. Therefore, the toch is like the outside, and that's the reason why. Shem ben Shatach tikin ksuva liisho gazer tuma al kli matechos. So we just said Shem ben Shatach was metakin a ksuva for a woman, and also he was gazer tuma on metal kalim. So you say, wait, what? That doesn't make any sense. Kli matechos del raisa ninu. Metal kalim is a del raisa type of tuma. Dechsev achas azav es akasev etc. Gold and silver and everything that becomes tame. So lenis are halo tumi yeshana. Shem ben Shatach made the concept of tumi yeshana, which we just talked about. That if a metal kli gets broken and then is fixed, it goes right back to the original tumah that it once had. Dom Rav Yudah Marav. Rav Yudah says the name of Rav Maisa b'Shaltzion Hamalka. There was a Maisa with Shaltzion Hamalka. She was one of the Chashmonai kings. She asked the Mishta Labana. Labana, she made a feast for her son. V'nitmu kokela. All the kalim became tame. V'shavartan. She broke them. In Asnasan Latzerev. She gave them over to a refiner. You know, somebody who takes care of these things. V'rizchan. She fixed them. V'asmeam kalim chadashim. And they made brand new kalim out of them. Right? But Amru Chacham Yasul Tumas and Yishana. And once they did that, the Chacham said, nope, they go back to their original Tumah. My time is from Geder Mechatas Naguba, because of a Geder of Mechatas, because what you could use Paraduma stuff for, right? Mechatas is a problem with all that, right? You have to break them just in case, because again, by Mechatas, you got to wait 7 days by all these things. So by Metal Kalim, if we just allowed it, it might be a problem. So we're not going to allow that to happen. So we say, okay, That makes a lot of sense if you say you go with the Man D'Omer that not, they didn't say that about all tumas, they just said about tumas amase. So good, okay, that makes sense. But if you can say that's true by all tumas, that's crazy, right? That it goes back to the original tuma. That all tumas, it goes back to the original tuma, and there's no way to be matir it if you break it and then you bring it back together. What's the pshat over here? The reason why is because we have a gzera. When you broke it, you know, in order to make it, you know, tahor again, you may not have made a hole big enough, the amount that would actually mitar it. So you wouldn't break it enough, it could still be used. And that's the gzera, and for that reason, says Abaye, we can never allow you to use all those different types of kalim, even if you made them tummy and you brought them back. Rav Amar gzera shem yomru tefila bas yuma olula. No, there's another type of gzera. It's a gzera, maybe people are going to say that the tefila of just one day was good enough for it. You just have to tovel it once, and that's that. And tumas mace, obviously you need 7 days. Well, the difference between them is if you sort of like trampled them up on the floor itself and you destroyed them completely, then in that case, you empty them out, you break them, and it's like almost like you redid it completely. Shemali kavenu, that's not an issue because obviously you made enough of a hole and you destroyed it enough that that should be enough. So a bayis gazera wouldn't apply. But the shemi yomru, maybe they'll say that you only need 1 day. Like Rava says, that gazera would apply and that's going to be a real problem. Okay, the Gemara says, v'idach mahi. So what's the other case over here? What else are we talking about? What are the other cases that we say are part of the Yirchas Dvarim? Because we only mentioned a couple. We mentioned 14, I believe, altogether. So we say, now we have a Mishnah. Let's say you leave kalim underneath a faucet in order to collect rainwater under a faucet, under a, what's it called? A gutter in order to collect the rainwater. Whether it's a big kli or a small kli, whether it's made of stone or from ground, even if it's made of excrement, hardened excrement, poslin is a mikvah. That posel is a mikvah because that's called right regular water. The water that you can't use for a mikvah itself, and for some reason my mind is blanking, maim sheuven, right? It would be called maim sheuven. Beshamai says that's whether you leave the kli there or if you forget the kli there. It doesn't make a difference. That's going to be kli sheuven and apostles mikvah. So let me tell him, if you just forgot it there and it collected rainwater and ended up going through, he says that's okay. That's going to be tahor. That's not considered water that would apostle mikvah. Amar Amer, nimnu v'ravu beshamai v'silu. Beshamai ended up counting and became more than v'silu. Modi beshamai, right, therefore they paskin that way, that it's going to be, whether even if it's shocheach, it's going to pasul mikvah. When a Beshamba, Beshamba agrees, Beshocheach, Bechotzer, Shutar, if you forget it in the middle of a chotzer, you didn't even put it by the regular gutter, you just left it in the chotzer, that's tar, because you never meant to collect water from there, you didn't put it under the gutter at all. And Rabbi Yossi, Adai Machlos Min Koma Menes, but Rabbi Yossi says, the Machlok is still there, Beshamba would say, that's still going to pasul mikvah. Beshamba says, nah, I think it's okay. Amr Amishar should be Rav Amri, right, the Academy of Rav used to say, Akomoding Shenichem Beshas Kishur Avim, everybody agrees. If you put a bucket down in the middle of a field at the time when there's a lot of clouds in the sky, tameim, then the water that goes inside there is tameim and can't be used for a mikvah. B'shas pizur avim, but when there's scattered clouds and there's nothing out there, you don't expect there anything for a kol tahorin. Lo nekalo shenichem b'shas kishur avim nispazu v'chosu niskashu. What we're talking about is where you put it down when there was a lot of clouds in the sky, but there was no rain. And then they scattered and more clouds came. Marasav rebut l'machshavto, your machshava is gone, so you never meant to leave it there for that water, and therefore the water that goes inside would not pass on mikvah. Marasav rebut l'machshavto. And the other opinion would say, Beshame would say, Lo Batla Machshavto, his original reason for putting it on the bucket was to collect rainwater. He collected rainwater, even if it didn't happen right then. According to Rabbi Yossi, who says that the Machlokas is still in its place, in other words, still a Machlokas, right? So Batrilu, so now you're missing something. In other words, Beshame never agreed to Beshame in that case. So what do you do? So he said, Amar Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Afbenos Kusim, Nidos Mary, Sasambom Yom Gazu. I'll tell you one of the Gzeras over here. The Gzera is that the Benos Kusim, daughters of Kusi women, of Kusim people, right? The Kusim were people that were quasi-Jewish, quasi-not-Jewish. They are considered nidos all the way from when they were born. That was made on that day. Now, obviously, they couldn't obviously have Hilchos Nido because they were little kids. Nonetheless, that was made on that very day. Okay. So that's that. V'idach mahi, give me another one of the Yirchas Devarim, because obviously there's more. We say Dinan, we have a Mishnah. Kol metaltzlin v'vinas atuma ba'ovi amardeya. All movable objects can bring tuma by the thickness of a whip itself. In other words, even if it's not a poseach tefach inside a kli, it's just the thickness of a whip, that's enough to be able to bring tuma in from one place to the other. Rabbi Tarfon said, on top of Yud Zayim and Aleph, akafeach es b'ni, I'll bury my child, chas v'sholom. But he was saying, like chas v'sholom to say this, shizu alach mukufeach, there's something wrong with this alach. halacha shama shomei v'tal. Somebody's going to hear that and he's going to make a mistake. Hayikar over umar doak seifoi. A farmer is going to pass by. He's going to have his strap on his shoulder. Ve'il tzido echad ala kever. One side of it is going to be ohel on a kever. Timo so mishum kelim adilin al meis. And they're going to be mitame him because of the kelim that are mile on the mace itself. Right. So this type of halacha, where if it's ove hamardeya is good enough, what are you going to do over here? This guy's going to be tame because he's going to put it on top of a kever without even realizing. He's just putting it on his shoulder. So Amar Rabbi Kiva ani atakin. He says, I'm going to fix it up. Shu devarim chayamim kayamim. Right. The words of the chayamim will be okay. Shu kol metaltim levinas atuma. All metaltim are tuma. Can bring tuma. Awa adam shen nosel sambo v'mardeya. If a person carries them for the thickness of the mardeya itself. Ba'atzman b'chol shein. If it's on themselves, it's even if they have a little bit. Ba'ashar nevekelim poseach tefach. But other people and other kelim, right? Only if it's a poseach tefach. If it's the size of a tefach, which is 3 inches, that's when we say that that's going to be matame. But the ovei mardeya is only for himself and the person that's carrying it and what he's wearing on whatever it is, and that's enough. Other people will be poseach tefach. Amar Rabbi Yanai, mardeya she'amru ein ba'ov yo tefach v'yish be'kefo tefach. The mardeya that we're talking about, the thickness is not a tefach, but if you go around it's a tefach altogether. It goes well, kefo mishum avyo, and that's why there it goes there, because altogether if you go around, like do the circumference of the mardeya, it's a tefach, right? But the actual thickness is less than a tefach. That's what they were making the gzera on. That's Rabbi Kiva held. According to Rabbi Tarfon, who says that I should bury my children, this halacha is strange. He's missing one, because if he's not counting this, what's he going to do? He includes the benos kusim that are nidos from the time of their crib. That he was goes around. It'll be idach sphere like Reb Meir. And the other guy, he holds like Reb Meir, meaning the one that we mentioned up above regarding the hamaniach kelim tachzatzin, or he holds like Reb Meir in that case, that there's no machlokas, or that they Beishamaya argued with Beisilo in that case, and Beisilo eventually was moda. Okay, period. That brings us up to the two dots, the idach. That's where we get up to right over there. We'll stop right there.